So here's a sentence I never thought I'd say on this podcast. The most important AI story this week isn't about a new model. It's about plumbing. Stay with me. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And I want you to really hear this one because I think 5 years from now, we might look back at this moment the way we look back at the early days of the web. Hugging Face, the open source AI company that's basically become the GitHub of machine learning, just released something called Open Responses. And on the surface, it sounds incredibly boring. It's a standard, a format, a spec, not a model, not a product, not a demo that makes your jaw drop. But here's where it gets interesting. Right now, if you're a company trying to build AI agents, and by agents, I mean AI systems that actually do things, not just chat, but book meetings, analyze documents, call APIs, make decisions across multiple steps, you are living in chaos. OpenAI has their format for how agents talk to tools. Anthropic has theirs, Google has theirs, Microsoft has theirs. Every startup has their own custom thing. They are all completely incompatible. It's like if every city built its own road system with different lane widths and nobody could drive across state lines. Open Responses says, what if we just agreed on how this works? A common structure for tool calls. A standard way to log what an agent did and why. A format for traces, meaning the full record of every step an agent took, that any tool can read, visualize, and audit. And honestly, I think this is huge. Let me explain why. The reason enterprises are nervous about deploying AI agents in anything that actually matters, healthcare, finance, legal, infrastructure, isn't because the models aren't good enough. It's because they can't see inside the black box. They can't answer the question, what did this agent do last Tuesday, and why? They can't swap out one model vendor for another without rebuilding everything from scratch. They're locked in, flying blind, and their compliance teams are losing sleep. Open Responses is a direct answer to all of that. Think about what HTTP did for the internet. Before HTTP, every network had its own protocol. After HTTP, suddenly everything could talk to everything. The web exploded, or think about what OpenAPI did for REST APIs. It gave developers a standard way to describe what an API does, and an entire ecosystem of tooling built up around that standard almost overnight. That's what Hugging Face is swinging for here. They want Open Responses to become the HTTP of AI agents. The shared language that everything speaks. And here's the strategic genius of this move that I don't think is getting enough attention. Hugging Face is positioning itself as the neutral open coordination layer. They're not OpenAI, they're not Google, they don't have a foundation model they're trying to sell you. So they can credibly say, we're not doing this to lock you in. We're doing this so nobody can lock you in. If this standard gets adopted, and that's a big if, we'll get to that, it weakens the moat of every proprietary agent API on the market. Suddenly, the hyperscalers can't hold you hostage with their custom formats. Suddenly, a startup can build a tool that works across every major model provider without writing 5 different integrations. Suddenly, a researcher can build a safety evaluation harness once and apply it everywhere. That's not just convenient, that's a power shift. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching this announcement, something else was happening quietly in the background. And it actually makes the Hugging Face story more complicated. The big model companies aren't sitting still. OpenAI, Anthropic, Google. They've all been building out their own agent frameworks, their own memory systems, their own tool calling conventions, and they have something Hugging Face doesn't. Millions of developers already building on their platforms. Right now, today. Getting an open standard adopted is famously brutally hard. Remember when there were 15 different standards for wireless charging, or when every browser rendered CSS differently? Standards wars are long, messy, and often decided by whoever has the most developers, not whoever has the best spec. So the honest take, open responses is a genuinely important idea. The concept is sound, the timing is right, enterprises are screaming for exactly this. But whether it becomes the HTTP of agents or just a really well-written GitHub repo that nobody uses, that depends entirely on adoption. And adoption depends on whether the big players feel threatened enough to fight it or smart enough to embrace it. I'm cautiously optimistic, but I've seen enough standards initiatives die in committee to know the best idea doesn't always win. Quick hits before we go. Anthropic quietly updated Claude's system prompt behavior this week, giving developers more fine-grained control over how the model handles edge cases in production. Small change, big implications for anyone running Claude in enterprise workflows. Google DeepMind published new research on agent memory architectures that coincidentally would plug in very nicely to something like an open standard for agent traces, make of that what you will. And someone on Hacker News pointed out that if open responses succeeds, the most valuable company in the AI stack might not be the one with the best model, it might be the one that owns the logging and observability layer. Which, yeah, that's a terrifying and completely plausible take. So here's the thread connecting all of this. We're in a moment where the AI industry is transitioning from who has the best model to who controls the infrastructure that models run on. And the models are getting commoditized. The real game now is the plumbing, the protocols, the standards, the layers underneath that most people never see. Open responses is a bet that the future of AI is open, auditable, and interoperable. And honestly, I hope that bet pays off. Because the alternative, a world where every major AI agent speaks a different language and only its creator can read its logs, is not a world I want to build critical systems on. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.